This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Influvac Tetra. Active ingredient, S, quadrivalent influenza vaccine, surface antigen, inactivated, influenza virus hemagglutinin. This leaflet provides important information about using Influvac Tetra. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about receiving Influvac Tetra. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I receiving Influvac Tetra? Influvac Tetra is a quadrivalent influenza vaccine containing inactivated fragments from four types of influenza virus. Influvac Tetra is used to prevent certain types of influenza, commonly called the flu. The vaccine works by causing the body to produce its own protection, antibodies against four different types of influenza virus. Each year new types of influenza virus can appear, so every year Influvac Tetra is changed to contain fragments of the new types of virus. Therefore, influenza vaccination is recommended every year. Please note that Influvac Tetra will only protect you against the four types of influenza virus used to make the vaccine. It will not protect you from influenza, caused by other types of influenza virus, or from infections with other agents causing flu-like symptoms, such as the common cold. Influvac Tetra can be used in adults and children over the age of 6 months. What should I know before I receive Influvac Tetra? Warnings. Do not receive Influvac Tetra if you are allergic to any influenza vaccine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Signs of an allergic reaction may include itchy skin rash, shortness of breath, and swelling of the face or tongue. You currently have a severe infection or fever. A minor infection such as a cold should not be a problem, but talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist about this before being vaccinated. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have received Influvac Tetra before and became unwell. You have ever had an illness affecting the nervous system, especially Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS. If you have had GBS, you may be more likely to develop GBS following influenza vaccination than someone who has never had GBS. You have any medical conditions, such as an immune deficiency condition, thrombocytopenia, coagulation disorder, or bleeding disorder. You have ever fainted, or fallen, or felt faint just before or after receiving an injection. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. They will discuss with you the benefits and risks of receiving Influvac Tetra when pregnant. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are breastfeeding. They will discuss the risks and benefits of vaccination, however the vaccine is not expected to cause problems for breastfed babies. Storage. Influvac Tetra is usually stored at the pharmacy, at the doctor's surgery, or at the flu vaccination clinic. If you need to store Influvac Tetra, always keep it in the refrigerator, stored between 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze, as freezing destroys the vaccine. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Keep it in the original pack until it is time for it to be given. Ask your pharmacist what to do with any leftover Influvac Tetra that has expired or has not been used. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have received another vaccine this year, or if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. How is Influvac Tetra given? How it is given? The doctor, nurse, or pharmacist will give Influvac Tetra as an injection. For some people with bleeding problems, the injection may need to be given under the skin, subcutaneously. Influvac Tetra should never be given into a vein, intravenously. How much is given? For adults and children over 6 months of age, the doctor, nurse, or pharmacist will give a single 0.5 milliliter dose of Influvac Tetra. For children less than 9 years of age who have not previously been vaccinated, a second dose of 0.5 milliliters should be given after an interval of at least 4 weeks. When it is given, Influvac Tetra is generally given as a single dose in autumn each year before the start of the flu season. You should receive a repeated vaccination every year as new types of influenza virus can appear each year. If the dose is missed, talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist and arrange another visit as soon as possible. What should I know after receiving Influvac Tetra? As with any vaccine, a protective immune response may not be elicited in all vaccines. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Influvac Tetra affects you. Influvac Tetra should not normally interfere with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. But in some people, vaccination can cause dizziness or lightheadedness. Make sure you know how you react to Influvac Tetra before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well during or after receiving a dose of Influvac Tetra. All medicines can have side effects. Most unwanted effects with Influvac Tetra are mild and usually clear up within a few days. These effects, as with other vaccines, generally occur around the injection site. However, some side effects may need medical attention. As with all vaccines given by injection, there is a very small risk of serious reactions. Allergy to Influvac Tetra is rare. Any such severe reactions will usually occur within the first few hours of vaccination. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Injection site related. Pain, redness, swelling, bruising, or a hard lump around the injection site. Other body reactions. Headache, tiredness, shivering, sweating, generally feeling unwell. Muscle and joint aches / pains. Additional side effects reported in children. Stomach upset, diarrhea, vomiting, loss of appetite, irritability, drowsiness, fever. Speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction. Swelling of limbs, face, eyes, inside of nose, mouth, or throat. Shortness of breath, breathing, or swallowing difficulties. Hives, itching, especially of the hands or feet. Reddening of skin, especially around the ears, or severe skin reactions. Unusual tiredness or weakness that is sudden and severe. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems, if you are in Australia, or https://nzphvc.otago.ac.nz/reporting, if you are in New Zealand. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is available with a doctor's prescription or from a flu vaccination clinic. What Influvac Tetra contains. Active ingredients. Main ingredient. Each 0.5 milliliter dose of Influvac Tetra contains 15 micrograms of each of the four types of influenza virus fragments. A/Victoria/4897/2022H1N1PTM09 like strain. A/Thailand/8/2022H3N2 like strain. B/Austria/1359417/2021 like B/Victoria lineage virus. B/Phuket/3073/2013 like B/Imagata lineage virus. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Potassium chloride. Monobasic potassium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate. Sodium chloride. Calcium chloride dihydrate. Magnesium chloride hexahydrate. Water for injections. Potential allergens. The vaccine also contains limited quantities of egg protein, ovalbumin, or chicken proteins, formaldehyde, cetrimonium bromide, sodium citrate, sucrose, gentamicin sulfate, traces of tylosine tartrate, hydrocortisone and polysorbate 80. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Influvac Tetra is not made with any human blood or blood products or any other substances of human origin. What Influvac Tetra looks like. Influvac Tetra is a clear, colorless liquid. It is available in packs of 1 or 10 as a pre-filled 0.5 milliliter glass syringe with 16 millimeter needle, or STAR-2-9-2-2-3-7. Who distributes Influvac Tetra? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. Distributed in New Zealand by Vitris Limited, PO Box 11-183, Ellerslie, Auckland. www.viatris.co.nz. Telephone 0800-168-169. Influvac Tetra is a Viatris company trademark. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023. Influvac Tetra _CMI/NOF23/00.